In May, the inaugural Phoenix Mural Festival transformed monochrome neighborhood walls into multicolored landscapes. The festival organizers paired homeowners with local artists to paint murals on their front or backyard walls. Almost overnight, larger-than-life faces, flowers, and more popped up in the neighborhoods all around downtown.
But not everyone living in the area welcomed the fresh paint. Some complained to neighborhood leaders, saying the style of the artwork goes against the spirit of historic preservation, and some homeowners in the neighborhood would like to see a streamlined approval process where murals are approved by a historic commission. And we're joined now by the show's Paige Phelps, who went out and took a look at a couple of these murals herself. Paige, good morning.
Hi, that's right. So this time of year, we usually see news crews frying eggs on the sidewalk and testing how fast paint will dry. Well, I was out frying and talking about paint. So I met with a Fairview neighborhood resident, Beth Malapanes. She talks about her front wall where there are now three painted tortoises, much to the curiosity of oncoming traffic.
So I had always wanted to have a mural done, but the price was prohibitive. And when the Phoenix Mural Festival advertised on Nextdoor, I jumped on it, but I didn't give her very much guidance. I just said, you know, here's my tortoise, and she looked up some tortoise pictures, and this was all her own concept.
So that concept she's talking about here is the three desert tortoises seen in three different perspectives on her front wall. One is in the distance with the third larger than life, and it's a color palette that matches Malapanes' home. It's yellows, browns, hints of green with little desert flowers, and Beth says she's only heard good things about her mural.
I have not heard one person who has said that they don't like what it looks like. They just say it just really complements your house, and they love seeing things like this in the neighborhood, and also it makes people happy. You know, they walk by and they say, you know, either yours was my favorite that I've seen so far, or I mean, it just makes me happy when I walk by.
But some neighbors are not happy about, maybe they love yours, maybe they hate others. What's that kind of feedback? Have you heard that?
Yeah, particularly one that's down the way here that's in a different neighborhood. It's pretty bright. It's really big. But the concern is that some of the artwork may detract from the value of the home, doesn't fit with the neighborhood. They want some type of regulation on what people can actually paint and maybe the location. So if you look at our neighborhood, you'll notice that I have one of the very few walls because historically, these front yards didn't have walls. So this is not a historic part of my home, which has also been my argument.
Now, as she mentioned, there are much, much, much more colorful murals in the neighborhood. I mean, just across the street from her, for example, you can see visible alley walls are painted in abstract, spacey, kind of cartoon-like shapes and figures. And then there's the wall in FQ Story, a nearby neighborhood that has drawn some ire. Here's what it sounded like when Beth and I pulled up and she pointed it out to me for the first time.
Wait, time out. I just saw the sombrero.
Okay, right.
Okay, well, let's go out there and talk about it real quick.
Okay.
So if you couldn't understand through the laughter, I just said that I'd noticed the sombrero. That is the tiny sombrero that is floating above a head of a giant purple Gila monster. It's as large as the house, and it is surrounded by hot pink background and purple agaves. And now, saying all that, it isn't on the front of the house like Malapanes' tortoises. So I did ask Malapanes to further explain why she doesn't agree with the idea that these kind of homeowner arts displays visible to the street would have to go through a historic review process.
Well, coming from Tucson, where I had lived for almost 30 years, and I had a homeowners association when I moved up here, that was the one thing I said, I refuse to buy a home that has any kind of an HOA because I don't want anyone telling me what I can or can't do with my property. Historic preservation has certain guidelines. You have to keep the front of the house and the side of the house the same, and you have to show pictures every year to get your tax credit. But other than that, I mean, unless you want permits to maybe build on that property, they really have nothing else to say about anything to do with your property, from what I understand. There's no guidelines, and there shouldn't be, because I think that this is somebody's free expression to do whatever they want with. And when I moved downtown, I mean, I just love going down and looking at all the murals. And especially when you go now around some of these neighborhoods in the alleys and you find a hidden gem, it's like, oh my God, I mean, it's gorgeous. I mean, there's just amazing, gorgeous artwork all over Phoenix. I think it makes us more colorful and more diverse place.
That was the show's Paige Phelps speaking with Beth Malapanis, who commissioned a mural for her front wall. Ginger Maddox has lived in the FQ Story neighborhood for more than 3 decades. She's also with the Phoenix Historic Neighborhood Coalition, but she was just speaking for herself here when I spoke with her. And she says after this year's mural fest, she heard from some neighbors saying they are unhappy with the new art in town.
The areas that had received the most murals were probably the most reactive. My particular district, which is FQ Story, only had about 5 or so that were installed. When you have 17 in a particular area, everyone has an opinion on art, and so some of those pieces were not pleasing to people who had to look out their window at them every day. And I believe that was the reaction that was coming into the city as to what? Where did these come from? Why have they all appeared in literally over a weekend?
Yeah.
So that was the reaction from the community.
Right, right. So what about your own reaction? Like, what do you feel that these murals do to the outward-facing character of these historic neighborhoods?
When I retired early, I wanted to put my skill set into something that I could contribute to the community. I chose to become well-versed in the guidelines for historic preservation because I live in a historic district. And we have a 16-page guideline that is set forth by the city that the purpose is to maintain a sense of place. And I believe by introducing these rather contemporary, large art pieces, that we are changing that sense of place. Therefore, doing lessons learned from other cities around the country, I think it's important to be proactive rather than reactive. And that's why I have brought this to the attention of our decision makers, is to say, bring in our legal department, bring in all of the city decision makers, bring in the community. Let's have a public discussion on this and see where we want it to go.
Right. Okay. So what do you think the city should do? You're talking about a permitting process ahead of time, like before someone wants to paint a mural, they'd have to go through the city. How would that work?
Well, that's one concept, and I think it's much more important to get the legal opinion first. There are cities within the country that do have those policies that don't just cover historic districts, but cover, you know, citywide. When we define that, then we can create a guideline or at best, a policy that will regulate when someone wants to put in a public mural. And I'm not opposed to commercial murals. My only opposition is if you're a residential homeowner and you want to put a large piece of art street facing, then I think there should be input, not only from the city, but from your neighbors who are going to have to look at that piece 24/7. So this is why we're starting the discussion. Mm-hmm. Permitting is one aspect, and it's been used in other cities. The cost of the permit could be based on the square inch of the mural that you want. And I believe if the person who's requesting that application has to pay a fair amount of money for it, they're going to be concerned with the upkeep on that. And that is one of my concerns, because I've looked at murals that are several years old, say across from Trevor Brown High School on 75th Avenue, and they're pretty ugly now.
So this would put some cost burden on whoever wants to implement that mural?
Well, I think when you have a cost burden, then you take on your responsibility of this project, because not only are you paying for your permit, you're paying your artist. There may be a time frame on the mural. Maybe it can stay up for a certain length of time. Then it has to come down. Maybe there will be a feral period where you can't replace it immediately. And then you can put up another piece. So I think there's a lot of things that we could look at that right now it's just become my team, your team sort of thing.
Do you feel like this is almost a cultural war about sort of the the view of how people want the city to feel and what kind of character they want it to have. Like you're saying, this would change the historic sense of place in these neighborhoods. And they say that, you know, murals are a good way to kind of increase diversity or make it a little bit more vibrant and interesting. How do you frame it?
I grew up with a father who was a naturalist, and he taught his family that we own nothing. We are simply the caretakers for the time. And I believe that's what your responsibility is when you live in a historic district. You are caring for that property or that building. And when you leave, the next generation should be able to enjoy that same snapshot in time.
Ginger Maddox is with the Phoenix Historic Neighborhood Coalition and a longtime resident of FQ Story. The Phoenix City Council will hold a public meeting on murals in historic neighborhoods on August 21st.